Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece of content about how Netflix uses matrices for movie recommendations. It's mind-blowing.
I'm all ears. I've always wondered about the magic behind those suggestions. So, how does it work?
Well, imagine a giant spreadsheet, a matrix, where each row is a user and each column is a movie. The cells hold the ratings, like a 4-star rating for movie A. Got it?
I see. Interesting. A massive scorecard of everyone's movie tastes. Okay, what's next?
The key is cosine similarity. It helps Netflix find users with similar tastes. It's like comparing the angles between vectors. Smaller the angle, higher the similarity. Think of it as comparing movie preference directions. If your vector points towards action movies, and mine does too, we're probably similar.
So if I love rom-coms and someone else does too, our vectors would be pointing in a similar direction?
Precisely. And if someone hates rom-coms, their vector would be pointing in the opposite direction, indicating completely different preferences.
Got it. But how does this cosine similarity translate into actual movie recommendations?
Let's say you haven't rated movie X. Netflix finds users similar to you who have rated it. Then, they use a weighted average of those ratings, giving more weight to ratings from users most similar to you.
So, it's like asking your friends for recommendations, but Netflix does it on a massive scale with math.
Exactly. They use something called singular value decomposition, but to keep things simple, let's stick with the basics. The cosine similarity.
Right. I think I get the gist of it. So the matrix holds the ratings, cosine similarity finds similar users, and then a weighted average predicts what you'd rate a movie you haven't seen.
You nailed it. And this isn't just for Netflix. Platforms like Amazon and Spotify use similar matrix-based techniques for product and music recommendations. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, incredibly cool. It's amazing how math plays such a big role in our everyday entertainment. It makes you appreciate those recommendations a little more.
Absolutely. And who knew matrices could be so entertaining? It's not just some abstract math concept. It's powering the entertainment world. Now, if only it could decide what I want for dinner.
Aha, maybe in the future. Thank you for breaking this down. It's definitely given me a new appreciation for the power of matrices.
You're welcome. It's always fun to explore the hidden math behind the things we use every day. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.